The Democratic Alliance in Gauteng has noted the confirmation by the Gauteng provincial government that it has suffered a data breach affecting its systems. This breach raises serious questions about the ability of the provincial government to protect sensitive information and critical digital infrastructure used by departments across the province. Even more alarming is that the breach occurred despite repeated warnings about the deteriorating state of the provincial digital infrastructure by the DA in Gauteng. Internal assessments by the Gauteng Department of E-Government have confirmed that 70% of the provincial network devices have already reached end of service. This means that they no longer receive technical support, spare parts, or critical security updates. In addition, core network infrastructure reached its end of life in December 2024, leaving government systems increasingly vulnerable to faults, system failures, and cybersecurity threats. Despite these warnings, Premier Lusufi's government has failed to prioritize the upgrading of its digital infrastructure. Instead, the Gauteng Department of E-Governance has been diverted away from its core mandate of building and securing provincial digital systems and has increasingly been used to support politically driven projects. Over the past few years, the GPG has spent hundreds of millions of rands on technology projects that fall outside of its core mandate of e-government. These include large-scale CCTV surveillance systems, drones, and e-panic buttons, applications for community safety initiatives. While these projects may generate political headlines, they do little to address the fundamental responsibility of government to secure and maintain the digital backbone of the provincial administration. A DA-led provincial government would ensure that e-government delivers on its core mandate of ensuring that all government departments' technology is up to date and that we do not have a situation where devices reach the end of their lifespan and are not replaced. Every resident in Gauteng deserves a government that takes the protection of public infrastructure and personal data seriously. The breach we are seeing today should not be treated as an isolated incident. It is the predictable consequence of years of neglect, misplaced priorities, and weak oversight. If the Gauteng government cannot protect its own systems, residents are right to ask, how can we trust the government with protecting the interests of the people of Gauteng?